Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you weekly sales tips, sales solutions, sales strategies, and some attitude adjustments thrown in there for good measure from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check this out. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. So the purpose of the podcast is to make sure that the free stuff we're putting down, you are picking up and you're plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life. So thank you in advance for hitting that subscribe button. And if you're getting some value from this, make sure that you're sharing it out into the cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about five sales myths that are total BS and killing your production. But before we get into that, let's have a quick word from our sponsor, shall we? Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by Grant Cardone and Cardone University's coaching program. Check this out. Every sports team has a coach. They need a coach, okay? Sales team should be no different, right? Both teams need guidance. They need strategy. They need instruction. How do we work together in pursuit of a greater goal, okay? All of these good things that come from coaching are also things that you as a business owner have no time for. None, zip, zero, zilch, okay? The Cardone sales training coaching team has helped thousands of business owners take individual members of their team, bring everybody together into a cohesive unit, and start increasing production by as much as 60% in as little as 90 days. Now, if that sounds like the kind of production and performance you'd like to see from your team, let's hop on a short 15-minute consultation call, shall we? How do you make this happen? I'll show you exactly what we're doing in our company and with other businesses around the world to get that kind of a lift. Head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. Get yourself on the calendar and we'll talk soon. All right, now let's get into this thing. Let's talk about five sales myths that are total BS and at the same time, killing your production. Okay, let's just spitball a few right off the top of our heads, shall we? Cold calling doesn't work. Selling through social media channels is the only way. It's all about digital marketing. More leads means better leads. Automation has replaced person-to-person contact. Buyers know everything now. Nobody can be sold unless they want to. People don't even want to talk to a salesperson anymore. And blah, and blah, and blah, and blah. Now, there may be some truth to all of that. But when it comes to sales, the old adage is true. The more things change, the more they stay the same. But you know, there is always some person out there claiming to have, announcing their new revolutionary theory, new process, new methodology that is going to redefine the entire concept of selling. Assuming you buy their book. Assuming you take their gazillion-dollar course. That's the only way you're going to unlock their secret recipe. Unlike Grant, these people rarely give away any of their knowledge because if they did, people would realize that they're probably full of it, right? 80% of what we do here, 100% free. We earn the right to charge well for our content because we deliver so much value on the outside. We have nothing to hide. And after 35 years of Grant being in the sales game, he's seen these jokers, if you will, come and go. However, the unfortunate piece, what's really unfortunate about it though, is the misinformation that they dump on people, that lasts, it sticks. So I'm going to go over with you, right out of the Cardone University blog, five sales myths that will bring you down, hold you down, cost you money, and keep you that way until you realize for a fact that they're total BS and you stop operating as if they're true because they are. Are you ready? Myth number one, cold calling is dead. Anyone who tells you that cold calling will get you nowhere fast should get out of your office fast. Truth is, cold calling is more effective than cold emailing. Cold calling is the most economical way to get out of obscurity in a market. Salespeople who use the phone convert 8.2%, 8.21% to be exact, more than salespeople who use email, cold email, that converts at an average rate of 0.03%. Which one would you rather have right now? 8.21% or 0.03%? Okay, and that's from Salesforce. But we could have told you the exact same thing because it's like we do it every day. So cold calling is not dead. Myth number two. Buyers don't take meetings off of cold calls or email. Wrong. Lie. Lies. All lies. Okay. Whoever says that prospects never agree to meetings based on a cold call or an email that they've opened, obviously they've never been, they've never spent any time in the office in Miami. The calendars that we have, my calendar, the sales team's calendar, full all the time. Now, if you, there's a study that just came out from the Train Group, T-R-A-I-N Group, 82% of buyers got that way due to a cold email or call. Because who called them? A sales, wait for it, professional. That's who cold called them. The reason you may believe that cold calling doesn't work and that you can't get meetings off of cold calls and emails is you just don't know what you're doing. Which leads me to myth number three, that sales is a numbers game. That more everything leads to more sales. More leads means more calls, which means more visits, which means more presentations. And if only it was that simple. Unfortunately, it's not. Successful sales, it results from the quality of the lead and not just the quantity. Like seriously, what good does it do someone to spend hours working bad leads? Poor leads. Is it, I mean, wouldn't you agree that's just kind of a waste of time? Would you rather spend the exact same amount of time working one or two qualified buyers versus 10 to 20 unqualified, hoping to find a diamond in the rough? Studies show, check this out, you ready for this? Studies show that when leads are researched and developed, not only are the deals closed more often, but they spend more money. So it's one thing to take massive amounts of action. But what if you take massive amounts of action moving towards the right thing? Myth number four, and this personally for me, is a gear grinder. Because as far as I'm concerned, nothing could be further from the truth when it comes to this. Customers don't want to deal with salespeople. You know what customers don't want to deal with? Average mediocre salespeople. You know what they do want to deal with? Professionals. Here we are in the digital age. There's some belief out there that customers, they do all their research online and that all they're interested in is information and the lowest price. And the common mentality is that by the time a customer gets to you, which is true, they're 50%+ of the way done and that all they need you for is to take an order, fill out some paperwork. No, okay? In addition to being 50%+ done, 78% somewhat, they're on the wrong product. Okay? Even though a customer spending all this time online does not mean that they don't need someone to help them make the right decision at the right time, put them on the right product, okay? They're going to need a little bit more than information. They need your, here's the word again, professional guidance. And myth number five, the average buyer does this or the average buyer doesn't do that or whatever. Listen, there's no such thing as an average anything, especially a buyer. There's no like, you can't pigeonhole a human being like that. It's not even cool. It's not fair, okay? Think about all the different things that you go through when you go to make a purchase decision, okay? Here's the bottom line. With the quote-unquote average buyer. There's some things that people do with relative consistency. But what's most important about that is that you must recognize that you are not in the X business, as Grant teaches us in Sell or Be Sold. You are in the people business. And people are unique, different. They do their own thing. There's no such thing as an average buyer. How many people get involved in a decision-making process? Even a single buyer. They're going to talk to somebody before they make a decision. They're going to get influences from all over the place. You're dealing corporate, B2B, if there is such a thing. I think it's P2P. There's no B2B. There's no B2C, C2B, whatever. It's P2P, people to people. Sometimes that person is going to have multiple people involved in the decision-making process. Everybody's got unique opinions. So how do you like average all that out? Okay. So when you think about how much information about sales is out there, it's really hard to know like what you should believe, what to ignore, what to take in, what to, discard. However, now there are some principles that have and always will remain true no matter what you do, such as you're in the people business, not the X business, whatever that may be. Technology's changed. The way people shop and buy is very, very different now. Right? Technology's changed basically every aspect of our lives. How are you listening to this podcast right now? You couldn't have done this 60 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago. However, what has stayed the same? People do business with people that they know, trust, and like in that order. They got to know you or they can't do business with you. They got to trust you or they're not going to trust you with their money, okay? They need to like you. It helps. I bought from people I didn't really like though, right? Haven't you? Okay, so they got to know you. They got to trust you and it helps that they like you. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like maybe you're operating with old, outdated, bad data? Are you a manager? Is your salespeople? Are we working with some old information that may not be relevant anymore? Everything in Cardone University is content that was created and developed during the internet age. The way people shop and buy now, very different. So I mentioned this earlier. What would it be worth to spend 15 minutes with one of us to look at what you're doing now, to train your team, what information they're having, and is it conducive for today's buyer and today's situation? Would it make sense to spend 15 minutes with us looking at your current situation and getting a recommendation for us on how to get your team operating at full capacity and not being impeded by these myths? So, for more information about that, where do you go? You go to CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. One more time for good measure. CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. Let's have a conversation. And this has been another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. What did you get from today's episode? Which one of these five myths are you going to completely eliminate now? Are you going to start making some cold calls? You're going to open yourself up to setting more appointments off of the cold calls and cold emails because now you know it's possible because what? 82% of buyers have made the agreement to do that, okay? Sales doesn't just have to be a numbers game. The number one reason why you're going to make that default setting and just start pounding aimlessly. Listen, success, as Grant says, it's a three-tiered approach. It's A cubed. It's a production triangle, if you will. You need the right attitude. You need the right approach. And you need the right levels of action. You can take a bunch of action, Grant says. Even a blind squirrel can get a nut. But without the right approach, with the right approach, it happens better, happens faster, happens more often. And when you got the right attitude to go with it, boom, success trifecta. So we're going to recognize that we are in the people business, not the X business. And we're going to start working with people. We're going to learn how to make cold calls. We're going to learn how to write the correct kind of cold email that gets opened and responded to. We're going to actually give, and we're going to make service senior to selling. We're going to close more because we're not going to be fooled by the myths. We're going to recognize that there's some basic things that need to happen here. We're going to press forward, and we're going to use technology instead of getting used by it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone. You know what they are. Be great, because nothing else pays.